Here on our Salute to Agriculture Special Edition News Magazine, we're talking now to the Marion County Executive Director of Farm Services Agency, Zach Andre. Zach, thanks for joining us today. And when you talk about Farm Services Agency and some of the things that you guys do and who you serve, if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit more about those two particular things and what you do and who you serve.
Yeah, so different people will get different things out of the Farm Service Agency. For row crop producers, we have a lot of safety net programs, kind of guaranteeing that bottom line for you. For landowners, we have some conservation practices that you may not be super involved in the agricultural side of things, but there's still options for your land that's maybe not as productive. And then we also offer assistance for livestock producers when facing droughts, like we kind of are in the midst of.
And you touched on the drought there. That's obviously something that's been really prevalent in Iowa, and we run stories about it all the time and trying to update people on where the drought sits. And when you look at the drought and the effects that it's had on our farmers, whether that be with livestock producers or agriculture, more intensive people, or even just the people you're talking about, maybe they're not as into the agriculture side of things and they've just got land or whatever. It's affecting everyone. When you talk to people about the effects that drought has had on our different agriculture members and livestock producers, what are the things that you're hearing from them on this drought?
Yeah, so yields have definitely been affected quite a bit as far as row crop goes. Our primary program for that would be the ARC PLC program. Our county kind of bases off of the county average yield, which could be significantly lower because of drought. For our livestock producers, our primary drought program is the livestock forage program, or we call it LFP. That one provides a lot of assistance to livestock producers by paying 1, 3, or 4 months feed costs. In order to qualify for that, we would need to be in a D2 drought during the grazing season for 8 consecutive weeks. As it currently sits, we are sitting in a D2 drought, but that grazing season doesn't start until April 15th. So we would need 8 consecutive weeks at a D2 drought during grazing season in order to qualify for LFP, and that would trigger for a 1-month payment. We could also open up for a 3-month payment if we hit a D3 drought for 1 day. And the data we use for that is just on the U.S. Drought Monitor, usdroughtmonitor.com. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on for our livestock producers in the county.
And we're talking to Zach Andre, the Marion County Executive Director for Farm Services Agency. And before we touch more on those programs, because I really want to make sure that we get those highlighted as well, one more thing that I thought kind of came to mind when you talked about the drought there was the yields being affected. And for our members of agriculture, for our livestock producers, those yields, they're going to know what you're talking about necessarily. For our everyday people, they might not be as familiar with exactly what the yields are, or even for myself, you know, I think it's kind of interesting to hear about that. But when you talk about the yields being affected and seeing that side of things with drought, what are some of the important things that maybe our non-livestock producers and our non-agricultural members of Marion County should know in terms of those yields being affected by drought and how that impacts not only our farmers and our livestock producers, but also affects them?
Yeah, so the yield per acre is really just how many bushels of corn or beans you're able to get per acre. If weather plays nice with us, those yields are obviously a little bit higher, and the economic impact that has on a farmer is pretty significant. And we're really, what our office tries to do is provide at least a baseline so that we don't drop below a certain revenue per acre.
And we talked about some of those programs that help with drought and some of that stuff. If you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit more about the programs that Farm Services Agency does, maybe some of the qualifications that go into that for our livestock producers and our farmers as well, that they maybe need to know. So if they aren't connected with you guys, they can get connected, or if they are connected with you and maybe it's time to set up something a little bit more for them, if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit more about those programs.
Yep. So the first thing that I'll touch on is certification. You need to be certified in order to be eligible for any of our programs. Certification is a pretty simple process for producers. Really, all they need from us is their plant date and what they planted. And they need to stop in our office prior to July 15th to get certified. And we'll use that information to pay you in a number of different programs that we have. We also provide you a copy, a signed copy of that information to take to your crop insurance so you can make sure you get that crop protected for the year. We do recommend calling ahead with our office. It does get pretty busy because the whole county needs to certify their acreage. So calling ahead is definitely the best practice in order to ensure that the office has availability for you when you stop in. We hate turning people away.
And I know that the LFP is another thing that we've touched on in the past as well. We also have the continuous CRP. If you wouldn't mind, just tell us a little bit more about those programs as well and what the qualifications are for those.
Yeah, so I touched on the LFP a little bit. That's our drought assistance for livestock producers. It does take a look at your certification that I just talked about, and it breaks down your pasture into different pasture types. Each of those pasture types has a different carrying capacity, and your payment's going to be based off how many head of cattle you can support based off your pasture types. Like I said, we're currently in a D2 drought. It will require 8 weeks in the grazing season, which opens April 15th. So we really wouldn't be eligible if conditions remain the same until early June. But if the drought does worsen to a D3, we're still praying for rain, but if it does worsen to a D3, we would trigger automatically at that point. Producers might be getting pretty familiar with the LFP program. We have triggered for that the last 2 years. So it should be a pretty familiar process for most people, but for those that haven't worked with our office in the past, the first step would definitely be that certification. Just making sure you get in, get your pasture certified before July 15th.
And I don't believe we touched on the continuous CRP yet. If you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit more about that program and what people should know about that program and getting set up for that.
Yeah, so the continuous CRP is a good option for landowners who maybe aren't farming the land themselves. It's also a good option for our producers that have maybe a need for a filter strip or some highly erodible, less productive land. The big thing with continuous CRP is it requires a resource concern. The three that I have highlighted here are the highly erodible land, so highly erodible resource concern, wetlands, and filter strips. Those are the big three that we get in our county quite a bit. If that resource concern is met, the offer is submitted to the national office in batches, which is a new change this year. The next batch will close May 10th. So it would be, if you're interested in the CRP program, definitely reach out to our office, work with us to put together an offer, see if you maybe have that resource concern.
Zach, any final thoughts you'd like to share about what it is that Marion County Farm Service Agency does, some of the programs, anything else that we should know as it relates to Marion County Farm Services?
Yeah, so it's tough to provide a blanket statement that will apply to everyone, but definitely pop in our office, see if there's a program that works for your specific needs as it relates to agriculture.
That was Marion County Executive Director of Farm Services Agency, Zach Andre, here on our Salute to Agriculture Special Edition News Magazine.